A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard. And we welcome from Milwaukee. We got to go all the way to Milwaukee. Kevin Sheehan is there. He is a local alternate delegate for the Congressional District 12. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Much better today. I think a lot of people starting to unwind a little bit. It's been an emotional roller coaster, shock, anger, sadness. But I think in the moment last night that you experienced, uplifting too, correct?
Yes, definitely so.
And so talk about being at a convention. Have you ever been a delegate before?
No, this is the first time. An alternate delegate, and some of my friends were talking about we need to make sure that Donald Trump gets elected as our Republican candidate for president. So we said, hey, let's all become delegates. So we filled out our petitions in January, and each district gets 3 delegates and 3 alternate delegates. And so we got the six of us got our names on the petitions for District 12, and there's 6 of us for District 17, or there's 5 of us for District 17. One person dropped out. And so the primary election came. And I got selected. I got elected. I got 22,000 votes for District 12 to be an alternate delegate to represent our Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, that's an honor to be a delegate, and I would imagine you're very excited to be there. So, walk us through what you experienced last night in the first evening of what's going to be a big week.
It was awesome. You've got all 50 states there, plus the territories were there. They all had their people. And so the main delegates were on the main floor. Us alternate delegates were on the next row up in the stands. And then our guests were also in, they were up above us as well. And so there's probably close to 50,000 people when you count everybody in there, the news media, all the different candidates, and
that many. Wow.
Yeah, it was just uproar. It was just so electrifying.
When you say guests, you get like a plus one, two to bring people there.
That's funny. That's exactly what it's called.
Yeah.
It's called a plus one.
Okay. I didn't realize you got to do that.
Yeah, each delegate and each alternate delegate gets a plus one.
And going in, you knew that Donald Trump had selected his running mate, freshman Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and then Donald Trump appeared, didn't give a speech, right? But I can't imagine what that reception must have been like.
Oh, it was amazing. I was there in Butler County Fair when they shot at him. So, and I feared after the shots rang out, I feared he was gone. But he survived. And so to see him last night was, first knowing that he survived was ecstatic. We were just so happy that he survived. And then to see him in person yesterday was it was a crowning jewel. I guess our crowning jewel is going to be Thursday night when all the balloons drop from the ceiling.
So for you, and I would imagine we're talking to Kevin Sheehan, who is an alternate delegate from our area, District 12 here, being at the rally and now being at the convention, you're in a very rare seat because most of those people would not have experienced what you did. So I imagine the emotions are very high.
Yes. Yeah. And even making it more ironic, the alleged shooter was from Bethel Park. And that's where I live.
Yeah. I'm sure that community is traumatized just because of that. That's obviously not a reputation you want for your town. And I'm sure they're feeling that. I'm sure you're feeling that. So you go from this incredible swing of emotions. How do you think what you experienced Saturday and now this week will change you?
It's something I'll never forget. This would have been my fourth Trump rally, and they're just so electric. The good feelings, the electricity that you get from everybody's friends, you get from 15 to 30,000 people there, and you know, everybody's friendly to each other and happy. And then that when Donald Trump talks, it's so uplifting. And then so that's what we were expecting again Saturday. That's what we were getting, and until the shots rang out, and then it was shock.
Well, we have heard from a journalist who's a Pittsburgh gal, born and raised on the North Side, who works for multiple publications, including the Washington Examiner, was with Donald Trump, spoke to him before he took the stage, and then got a phone call from him on Saturday because she was supposed to travel with him and do a profile interview. He called her, asked her if she was all right, and then he said that he's throwing out the speech he originally planned for Thursday night and is going to try to utilize this moment to unite the country. Have you heard this?
Yes, I have. And that's great. That's what we need. And that's what, once he's elected president, and I think that's what we're going to start to see.
Kevin, I appreciate you taking time, and thanks for sharing your story. Obviously happy that you're here and survived Saturday. And it's going to be electrifying week for those gathered in Milwaukee. Thank you.
Yes, it is. It's going to be really fun. And it's exciting to see all the friends that I know, all the people I've met. And one of the things I'm doing is I'm trying to exchange state pins. So I got this Pennsylvania pin.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to meet the delegates from the other states and trade.
Collect them all. It's a party atmosphere now, I can imagine.
It is from here on out. Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kevin. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Kevin Sheehan is a alternate delegate, District 12 in Milwaukee, representing the area, which ironically does include Bethel Park, on the Big K Morning Show.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.